to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, one and all, and welcome to this edition of the Wrestling Call-In Show. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan, joined by one of my co-hosts, Mr. Hightower. Mr. Hightower, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Can you hear me well?
Yep, I got you, man. Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay. Okay, can you hear me?
Yep, I got you, man. You okay. Guys can do what Hightower did. You guys can call into the show, 706-993-4606. Follow along on Facebook under the Wrestling Call-In Show. Hit us up on Twitter at Wrestling Call-In. You guys can join our website, the WrestlingCallinShow.webs.com. Finally, email. You can email us, TWCIS999@gmail.com. All right, let's go over a couple of things first. Let's go ahead and get backlash. Just get it out the way. I got some other stuff I want to get to. So let's go ahead and get backlash out the way first. The kickoff match. Baron Corbin defeated Apollo Crews. Look, I'm a Corbin fan, but at some point you got to put Apollo over.
Apollo should be sent back to the minors.
You think he's that bad?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I mean, at some point, you know, Apollo got to be put over it. At some point, I mean, I love Baron Corbin, don't get me wrong, but Apollo at some point needs to be put over.
I just think that he's, you know, he shouldn't be put over.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Let me head on to the chat room real quick. Acknowledge everybody in the chat. Let's see who we have here in the chat. We got Nature Boy. We got Phil Rand. We got Thuck the Doom. We got myself and three anonymous users. Y'all need to just stop. Y'all need to stop being anonymous and call in. 706-993-4606 is what you guys need to do. Stop being anonymous. Become part of the show. The dude that said Vince hate strong black men.
I mean, he don't hate strong black men. Well, let me call back in because I hear a feedback from myself.
Okay, come on back in. At some point, you got to put Apollo over, man. I mean, I love Baron Corbin, like I said before. I do like him. The sky's the limit for that dude, you know, in my opinion. But at some point, you got to put Apollo over. Second thing up, Becky Lynch wins the first ever SmackDown Women's Championship. Again, love Becky Lynch. You guys know that. Much love. I'm finally glad to see a title around her waist. My issue, though, how many title matches has she been in when she was over on Raw? She was in a bunch of matches and couldn't get it done. You know, at some point, when does Naomi get put over? But good for Becky. Glad to see she got it. I am a fan of Becky. Love her, too. But at some point, Naomi deserves something, man. That's what I think. Thank you, Nature Boy. Thank you for agreeing. Second chance tag team match. The Usos defeated the Hype Brothers. Man, I'm glad to see they turned heel. I love the fact that they turned heel. I love to see Hightower's cousins turn heel. It's good. It's different, and that's what WWE needs, something different, and that was definitely different. The Miz defeated Dolph Ziggler to retain the IC title. They need to fix Dolph, and they really need to fix Dolph and fix him quick, fast, and in a hurry. I was going to ask this question later, but I will ask it now. what do they have to do to fix Dolph Ziggler? Is it, where are they, how are they missing the boat with Dolph? We got Hightower back. Hightower, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
All right. I was just going over the card after the Apollo Crews match. Becky Lynch wins the first ever SmackDown Women's Championship. Now, you know I'm a fan of Becky, but at some point...
Naomi should have won.
Thank you. Thank you.
Naomi should have been put over.
What's going on, man?
Good. Let me get you in. Let me get Surfer in, too. Surfer, how you doing, my friend?
Naomi should have went over in that match. And the match was... I say the women's match was good,
yeah,
but it wasn't good enough. It was some spots that they missed.
I think she should have either been like one of the last two people eliminated instead of, you know, right after.
Yeah.
Surf, how you doing, man?
I'm good. I think the match, you know, there may have been some missed spots for the most part. They really beat the crap out of each other. For, you know, women, I mean, right. Usually women matches, they do a lot of coordinated bouncing around.
Right.
But this time, they looked like they, you know, went for some hard hits.
I was worried about Nikki's neck. Some of those bumps she was taking, she might, you know, get paralyzed.
She's susceptible to tapping out because she tapped out to Carmella at least once so far.
And quick, too.
Yeah, I like her and Carmella feud, though.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I like Carmella's character. She's all right, I guess, as a wrestler. But I like
she needs to be with Kaz and Enzo.
Because Kaz and Enzo can survive without her, but she can't. I don't know how long she can survive without them.
Well, she's as vicious as she's been lately. She can survive.
It kind of remind me of, you remember when Chyna first came in, it was being on...
Chris Jericho?
Yeah.
No, not Chris Jericho. When she first came in...
Oh, Marlena.
Goldust's wife. Yeah, Goldust's wife. Kind of remind me of that little feud Chyna had. Wasn't really a feud, but just bullying the shit out of Nikki.
I'm gonna ask a question here.
That was Alicia Fox.
Man, look, I was gonna say Raw for later, but man, Nia Jax was no joke on Raw.
All right, we'll hold off.
She was no joke on Raw. No joke. I mean, to see a woman put another woman through the barricade like that.
I thought it was worse the way she was. Ragdolling up against the wall.
But that was Mr. Hightower cousin going crazy.
Hell yeah, she was. She called me last night and told me what she going to do it again.
Wait, you talk to her?
Yeah,
that's his cousin.
I talked to all my cousins.
Can I talk to her?
Nope.
Why you going to do something like that?
Hey, now y'all talk to none of my cousins. Especially Tony C.
Right. What about Tamina?
Tamina, she ain't my cousin.
That's a snooker.
Yeah, that's a snooker. Yeah, that's an in-law. That's an in-law. That's how I
that's
got
an in-law by marriage.
So why are you blocking? Why won't you let me talk to
you? Oh, man, this show going off the rails already.
We might hit it off.
I don't know about that.
You know, I got a dad too. That don't mean anything.
He might try to throw you off a balcony or something, you know.
Oh, snap.
Who's a dad?
Doom.
Nature Ooh. Boy said, be fair to Fox and Naomi. Look, all I'm saying is the fact that Naomi should have won. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm a Becky Lynch fan, but I just think that.
You know they're going to give it to Becky for that first. For that first one,
even though Becky deserved it, I think Becky should have really been on Raw.
Yeah, with the four horsewomen.
She just should have been on Raw.
If she's on Raw, then she ain't getting no belts.
That's a good point. That's a good point because you got Paige coming back pretty soon. So
Man, Paige about to drop Rosa
Paige
Mendez.
Paige jobbing to everybody. Paige gonna job to Eva Marie.
Nah, that's Paige. Becky.
And you know, oh man. Oh, we got Java Junkie in the chat. Oh man. But yeah, Eva Marie, her suspension's over. Now, you might not see her on TV soon because she's about to go shoot a movie, but she'll be back too.
Yep. She gonna take that title right off Becky Lynch and the IWC they gonna lose.
They're gonna go crazy. Bray Wyatt defeat Randy Orton via forfeit after Orton couldn't wrestle due to injury. Then Kane pinned Bray Wyatt. What the hell?
Well, I heard that
about this damn match.
Randy Orton got a concussion or something.
But it was a good match,
bust him open.
Yeah. And they said he had a concussion and he did
everything
he
could. That's the fuck I mean. Brock fucking Lesnar messing up everybody motherfucking day.
And then they said that he did it at WWE and Orton did everything he could to cover it up.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, my boy, Rhino and Heath Slater defeat the Usos to become the first SmackDown WWE Tag Team Champion.
Hey, you see Heath Slater's new shirt?
Say what?
His new shirt is something about, I got to get a job to feed my kids or something.
I think I seen that.
I thought it just said Slater's kids.
No, it's about. It doesn't have Slater's name up there. It's just talking about something about you know, I might have to pick that up and wear that to work.
Oh my goodness! And the main event: AJ Styles defeats Dean Ambrose to win the WWE World Championship.
That needed to happen.
Yeah, it really did. It really did. Because I don't think Dean Ambrose was a very good champion in the last 2 or 3 months of his reign.
Yeah. I guess Stone Cold exposed him.
Yeah. So what did you guys think of this pay-per-view? Good, bad, and different?
Good.
It was good, except for those tag team matches.
Oh. Well, come on, kids. I need this job. You mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get that too.
What's up? Now, Hightower said Apollo Crews. What, you said Apollo wasn't that good? He need to go back to NXT.
He need to go back to the minors. He need to go back to NXT.
They're making him look bad. He's starting to lose matches and stuff.
It's not making him look bad. He was not supposed to be up there yet. He should have been coming like right now. He's not ready. They need to send him back to NXT. He need to work more on his character.
Come on. This doesn't make sense to me. You say he wasn't ready. He should just be coming up now. So if he came up now, is he ready now?
No. What I'm saying is he should have came up now. He probably would have been ready now. If he was still in NXT and he came up like next month or a couple of weeks from now, I think he would have been good. He need to find his character.
Yeah.
I think if he was there right now, I think he would have been found his character.
Yeah, he's a smiling black guy, could do flip.
Yeah.
Well, I'd rather have a black guy just come down to the ring than all the other shucking jabbing that's been going on.
We know that, but he just don't have no character. He's generic. He's just a generic black wrestler. A generic creative black wrestler.
With bald head.
With a bald head.
if I was me, I'd try to pattern his character after Luke Cage or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, I'm just saying, you know.
Falcon or something.
Falcon. Go get Red Wing. Oh man.
So man, at least he's not a sidekick, man. You know, maybe T'Challa.
Black Panther.
You know.
Now let me ask y'all this. Now we're talking about how to fix Apollo Crews. How can we fix Dolph Ziggler?
You need to become Shawn Michaels.
Factor. That's another dude who you throw in there and just, I mean, he's losing in style, but he's still losing.
Well, he made Miz look like $1 million.
He did.
It, like I said, everybody said that match was so good. How much it was Ziggler, Sullen, or The Miz?
Nature Boy said call him the Black Glacier.
Oh, come on, man. Well, at least Glacier had a mortis to fuel with.
That's true. So maybe this Apollo Crews and Baron Corbin thing might go on longer than we think. I don't know.
Again, Baron Corbin needs to go.
What? Baron Corbin needs to go? You don't like Baron Corbin?
Nah, man.
Baron Corbin, Nets world champion. 2 years. In 2 years.
Baron Corbin needs to get hit the juice or something, man. He just looked like a them old Stretch Armstrong doll.
So wrong. Oh, Nature Boy says Ziggs needs to. Some awesome cartoons. Nature Boy says Ziggs needs to change his name. Nah, we'll see. What'd you guys think about Monday Night Raw?
I didn't watch. I was watching Monday Night Football, man.
Trash.
Was any part of it good? I don't think it was. We got Mark in Detroit, also known as Java Junkie. What's up, man?
My brothers, I have missed you guys so much. I got to be honest with you. I got to show some love to, well, a lot of love to all of you guys. And I really appreciate the show, by the way.
Thank you. Good to have you here.
You know, all that chunk of time that y'all take out of your lives to do this or to call in, and this applies to everybody that calls in or gives their 2 cents in. Thank you and God bless.
What's been going on with you, man?
So, anyway, hey, is Surfer there?
Yes, Surfer's here.
Surfer, real quick, I want to address a couple things with you, sir, if I may. I say this with the utmost respect and love, but you did a fucking awesome job with your after show.
Surfer.
He was here. Jesus. He was here.
I was on there, too. It was me and Surfer was on there.
Surfer was here.
Well, yeah, I know Mr. Hightower. But, you know.
Oh, he said he'd be right back.
Okay.
Well, okay, fine. Hightower, I'm just going to kiss your ass. Anyway. You guys did an amazing job, by the way. I think I said this to Double A, but I want to make sure I said this and paid my respects proper. So when he gets back, I'll try to remember to tell him too. Anyway, there's a couple things I want to go over real quick. If you gentlemen will please give me a little bit of patience. Is that there's first off, there's two things that really annoy the shit out of me with what I've heard on the Rant, you know, network, not just the Rant. Don't want Double A to have a coronary. But in the overall network and with all the wrestling podcasts I listen to, okay, one, and least important, is that Rhino is not running for a congressional seat in the federal legislature. He's running for the state legislature out of Dearborn. Okay. Now, pray for the boy, because Dearborn is the biggest enclave for Arab Americans and people from the Middle East. So it's really, really hard what he's doing.
Right.
Okay. So he gets my respect from that. Now, I had the opportunity to meet him at a couple indie shows over the years. He's been nothing but class. So he gets my respect for that. The other thing, too, is when you get into the whole Bray Wyatt, Dolph Ziggler routine. So I'm just going to toss them into the same salad bowl. That doesn't mean I'm tossing anyone salad. I'm just saying. So don't get excited, you perverts. But seriously, though, is that here's the thing to keep in mind. Okay? regardless of what any of us fans think and how we feel about a particular wrestler, you got to keep this in mind. We all have a role to play. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be sitting there thinking, oh, Dolph Ziggler won the WWE this, that, and whatever else title. He should get this, that, and whatever. Shut the fuck up. You should be slapped. Your mom should come up to you and just haul off and put five fingers to your face. That's how I feel. He's there. Dolph Ziggler, Kane, Undertaker, whomever, is there to play a role. And they're there to do as they're told. That's what you do as an employee. Don't be sitting there getting some crazy-ass message in your head thinking that, oh, I'll get what I want the way I want. If you have a job like that, lose it.
Well, because yeah, you're going to lose Dolph,
it one or the other.
You write for Dolph, but for the Undertaker. Undertaker ain't jobbing out to nobody. You should know that.
Yep. Well, that, then he needs to be slapped in his face by his mama.
Who gonna slap the Undertaker in the face?
I tell you what, I'm gonna find. I tell you what, I'll find me an 8-foot ladder, and I'll take my 5-foot-10, 160-pound scrawny butt up that ladder and slap him in the face. Of course, I may need you all to give me. I'll need one of you to give me a eulogy at the funeral, but. Okay, who's messing around with the bag of chips?
I think somebody's adjusting their mic.
Yeah. Okay,
that's mic. Mm-hmm.
Please stop doing that, because it's hard enough for me to concentrate on what I'm saying as it is.
Well, and hurry up!
Kiss my ass, motherfucker!
Such hostility!
No!
Hey, don't make me. Hey, I tell you what, don't make me out black man you.
Oh, God.
What a distasteful remark.
I got plenty more. Hey, brother, I tell you what, seriously, I'm not trying to offend you, but I am an albino black man. Don't mess with me.
That role is already being filled by Phil.
Yeah, from the way he's been traded.
No. Phil is a straight up black guy. I don't care what anyone says. I don't care what his picture says. Phil is a straight up black guy.
Well, I figured out who Phil was.
Really?
His voice.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Big L? Now listen to Big L. Listen to Phil. They're the same guy. Phil is Big L.
Hold up. You know, Phil is who brought me into this network.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'll kill for Phil. So
that's my brother,
know,
man. That's
you
my
got,
brother.
You
man.
Got. Watch, you got to check yourself on that one.
do you know who Big L the rapper is?
I don't know who half the fucking rappers are. I'm whiter than shit, dude.
Okay. Well, if you go research Big L, he was a real big
all that stuff.
He was a real big rapper in New York before he got killed.
Yeah.
But I think Phil faked
his
death.
Wait, a rapper got killed?
This is back in the 90s.
Well, like I said, back in the 90s, a rapper got killed. I'm shocked and appalled.
That was what, early 90s, mid 90s?
Like late 90s.
Yeah, okay.
Because you know.
So is Surfer back yet?
Yeah. Surfer's there.
Okay, Surfer, real quick, just to break the current topic, I gotta say this. I wanna make sure I pay you your proper respect. You did an awesome job with Mr. Hightower on the after show for that last interview.
I'm sorry, Josh. Like, I gotta steal that from Phil for a minute. Good one, Phil. Good one. Phil just said in the chat, I'm black from the waist down. Hashtag rest in peace, Big L.
Somebody danger to a joke.
Ah, that's my man, Phil. My brother, Phil. Go on, Java Junkie. I'm sorry, man.
No. You don't call me that. You call me Mark. We're right, brothers.
Mark. I got you, Mark.
We're all brothers.
Okay.
You know, we're all in this, you know, nonsense together. But anyway, point is, let me get through the initial point.
Sure.
Surfer, much respect. You did an awesome job. I hope you get to do more after jobs or after shows of the paper.
I would rather, hopefully, if I do another show, it's have time to prepare for it.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry?
No, so I didn't even know a show, post show until the morning when it showed up on iTunes.
Well, anyway, Surfer, you did an amazing job, brother, and I hope to God, you know what, I'm going to do this, Surfer. I'm going to ask AA to let you do, or at least participate in, the WrestleMania after show. That's how good I think, you did. No, man. I'm saying officially and with respect and not being treated like a redheaded stepchild, which I think he is half the time.
Trust me, I'm part of the team.
You are the man. Right now, you are the man in my book.
There you go.
Well, outside of Mr. Morgan and Mr. Hightower.
Thank you.
What in the hell was that screaming?
That was my crazy son. No mind him.
I was going to say, I thought there was like some kind of crazy. I'm not going to touch it.
Is that your son that you post on Facebook, Hightower?
Yeah, I think so.
Now, if Mr. Hightower doesn't mind me asking real quick before I finish my thing and get off the phone,
mm-hmm.
What in the hell is his first name?
Who?
You! He must know what your first name was.
Keith.
Oh, hi, Keith. I'm Mark. Nice to meet you. I've always wondered. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to make it more than what it is. But I've really been wondering. But anyway, like I said, though, let me get back to my original point before Surfer interrupted everything and fucked it all up. I'm kidding, Surfer, by the way. Is that we all have a role to play. Okay, so you have your people like Dolph Ziggler, Bray Wyatt, whatever. You may not like how they're being used, but get the fuck over yourself. You're not a fucking booker. You're not in charge of a multi-billion dollar promotion. Just enjoy it, for cripe's sakes. Half the time, I can't enjoy a pay-per-view because most people just... I mean, this is on me. I understand that. But because I listen to all these freaking a-holes that ruin it for me. Just enjoy the damn show. I already have enough of a problem enjoying the show, you know, with people not executing moves technically perfect. I mean, you can say what you want about Chris Benoit, and yeah, the dude was a lunatic, but damn, at least he knew how to throw a chop proper. He knew how to throw a suplex proper. You know, I just want to enjoy the show.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not like that no more. How old are you, Mark?
I'm 39.
39, so, you know, it's we're the last of the good fans.
Yes, we are.
We're the last of the good fans. We're actually fans. The rest of these motherfuckers is marks. And they keep complaining off of every little fucking move.
Yeah.
Now, I will say this. One of my first... let me correct myself. My very first wrestling match was in the very, very early 80s. Now, the match was a little bit later. I was living overseas. My dad worked for the Army, so we were watching American Forces Network. So everything was a wee bit behind. But my first wrestling match was my favorite wrestler in the whole wide world, no matter what anyone says, and I will whoop someone's ass if they say otherwise, is Randy Savage. And he was facing SD Jones. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Randy Savage was the one that taught me to go from one end of the couch to the other with a drop kick and an elbow.
Wait, SD Jones was still wrestling when Randy Savage started wrestling?
Oh my God, Surfer, you didn't just go there, did you, dude?
No, Surfer got all his times.
Damn. hey, put some respect on my name.
Surfer, you do realize that Ovaltine is now no longer a thing, right?
Oh. He'd have been done with the Ovaltine.
Now, I can understand. I mean, you're a little bit confused. I mean, as old as you are, but, you know, you got to keep in mind, Ray J ain't here, so you have no excuse for being all confused and getting things all kind of messed up and, you know, all that other. If you need a hug, I've got hugs. I got hugs.
No, you can keep them.
Now, that's not nice. That's really not nice. But anyway, the other thing that I wanted to share was this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? With all of you and anyone listening, and especially with Phil, because he decided he wanted to insert himself into this conversation by talking about his schlong, is that this. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
One, enjoy the show. Two, shut the fuck up. Three, enjoy the show. Four, guess what? Shut the fuck up. I'm sick and tired of people trying to overanalyze things and being Monday morning quarterbacks like they got a freaking clue. 99% of us have never booked a wrestling show. We have no clue what it takes. We don't have any clue as to what the aggravation, the costs, all that stuff. We don't know. Okay? It's fantastic to have a high opinion of Dolph Ziggler or Bray Wyatt or, you know, my left testicle. But, and I really hope you do. But just understand, you don't know. Just enjoy the show. Don't overanalyze it. Because you're ruining it. Whenever you call into podcasts and wrestling shows and all that other shit for the rest of us, please don't ruin my thing that I've loved since I was what, 7, 6, 5, whatever the hell it was.
Right.
All right. So anyway, you guys have a beautiful night. Thank you for bearing with me. Again, Surfer, you're awesome. Mr. Hightower, you do a real good job of reining him in, which is fantastic. I don't know how you do it. But anyway, thank you and God bless, guys.
Hey, thanks for calling in, man. We appreciate you, all right? Have a good one. Yeah, Mark. My only... And he can listen to my response. Part of our job as hosts are to inform and entertain. And we have, and part of the information that we give, is to talk about these shows, talk about the hits, talk about the misses, and so forth. It's kind of hard to do what you're asking, Jabba. It's kind of hard to do that, because if we don't talk about Backlash, we don't talk about Mania, we don't give predictions, things of that nature, we don't have a purpose.
No, I think what he's talking about is people just... I know some podcast shows that just... just wrestling pod the shit. Keep the shit on Raw. Shit on the show every fucking time.
Like, right.
We really don't. The rant, I know, don't. We shit on shows, but it's not all the fucking time.
Yeah.
We pick out the bad and good.
Right.
Like, I'll criticize, like, hey, if Ziggler ain't pushing this because you want to see this guy do some stuff, and it's just like, prime example, Damian Sandow. He was over like a motherfucker, and then they just cut his knees out from him, and he just won't on TV no more.
Sure did.
So you should be able to
say so.
Yeah, question. Yeah. Call him to the carpet, or yes. Like when he
with shit had, like that. Yeah.
Or when Ambrose lost to the damn hologram, that shit was fucking retarded. You know what I'm saying? You should question some stuff.
Right.
But, you know, I'm loving Braun Strowman squashing jobbers. You know what I'm saying? It's 50-50. You should always question authority, because they've been putting out shit for years.
Are the jobbers, are the jobbers coming back to take over, so to speak? Are we going to see more and more jobbers as the year progresses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to.
I don't think you're going to see regular jobbers. Mm. I mean, okay, they already have regular jobbers. Like, your boy Heath Slater was a regular jobber. Yep. But, excuse me. But those Barry Horowitz.
That is Heath Slater. What you talking about?
I mean, like, with Slater, he could win a few matches where, like, back in the day, the traditional early fight jobbers never won.
Right.
True.
They may let the guy look good. Hey, they might even put up a fight, but at the end of the day, they always going to lose.
And so what you're going to get now is you're going to get the local guys, like the one that was supposed to team up with AJ. Is he a real wrestler or is he just...
That man, that's no, he's, dude, a, that was, he's a real wrestler.
He's a real wrestler. Yeah. I think he wrestled for MCW. Baltimore. Oh, Baltimore promotion, I think. MCW he wrestled for. MCW.
Yeah. But I'd rather have more jobbers instead of having, like, like, if they want to carry out, like, we're going booking. If we want to do the Cesaro and Sheamus feud, instead of them fighting every week, you could have did it at 7 different pay-per-views, and then they fight jobbers in between there, and then they face each other at the pay-per-view instead of saturating the prolonged feud.
Right. Hold up. He's coming. Yes.
They're having a normal feud. These best of 7, they didn't just stretch that over 7 months back in the day. They took place within a month's time. It's just that you didn't see all the matches on TV.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Mark, that one overseas, what was it, Wednesday overseas, and we didn't see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark, what you got for me, man?
Hey, real quick, guys, I'm so sorry. I meant to include this, but I got too busy talking smack. did I ever. Anyway, point is, I wanted to address real quickly the CM Punk thing in the UFC deal.
Sure.
Okay.
He got his ass whooped.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that. I'm going to make it short and sweet. Thank you, Mr. Morgan, for taking my call again.
No problem.
And I'm very sorry for this. I don't mean to inconvenience anyone, but in all seriousness, here's the thing. When it comes to combat arms, whether it's, you know, MMA, amateur wrestling, whatever, you don't know until you go through it, okay? He didn't put up a fight. He didn't do this. He didn't do that. You know what? I did amateur wrestling for 4 years in high school. Mm. Okay, I got my butt whooped every day during that season for 4 years. I paid my dues like a mother scratcher. Now, the fact that he didn't put up a fight, you know what? He didn't know what he was getting into. He didn't know until he got into it. Now, people like Duke Rufus and whatnot can sit there and say to him till they're blue in the face, this is what you're going to go through, but you won't know until you go through it.
He should even haven't even been in the UFC.
He should have been in the minors.
Now, here's what I'm going to say to that. Okay, hold on. Before any of you guys say anything else, let me address that in all fairness. And I'm assuming that's Mr. Hightower saying that.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, Keith, is that shoulda, woulda, coulda. Okay? But also is that he didn't waste nobody's time but his own. How much money did he bring into the UFC for that? He brought in a lot of money.
He did bring in a lot of money.
Okay. And you know what? More power to him for trying. Now, you take somebody like Nate Diaz.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he shocked the world when he beat the crap out of some midget Irishman and keep in mind I'm Irish and I'm proud of it, but he beat some midget little Irishman with a mouth problem. Okay? And then he got his butt whooped. And he's like, yeah, I got my butt whooped. Okay.
Nah, Nate Diaz was making up excuses after the when he lost, man.
Well, he'll get over it. Okay, he's got his pride. there is very little difference between Hispanics and Irish when it comes to bread. Okay, but the original point is this. You know, before anyone comments about CM Punk going into UFC, whether it's the undercard, the overcard, the middle card, the toe card, the ace card, whatever. Okay, keep in mind this. If you ain't got the experience in that matter, you're better off not saying nothing. Because all it is useless hyperbole.
Hold on. So what you're saying is, if we don't got experience in UFC, we can't say nothing? I'm going to say whatever the fuck I want to say. He got his ass whooped, and he got his ass whooped, and he'll get his ass whooped again. So he need to go down to the fucking minors and fight his way up to the UFC.
His first match need to be against Destin.
But my thing is this.
He's not ready for the man.
But my thing is this. That's kind of hard. See, and this is an age-old argument, because you can bring it on the other side of the house as well. You know, you have people who haven't played in these sports commentating on it. You can't necessarily judge their knowledge by the fact they never played.
You got to do it by the eye test.
Right. You know, that's kind of hard to do.
The problem I have with the eye test thing is this. You know, a lot of us have had our butts kicked. We've been punched in the face. We've been just whooped. Okay? And that's one thing. Okay? You get into something like mixed martial arts, that's a whole nother concept.
Yeah, but he only threw six punches. I mean, you got to look at the scorecard.
You can look at the entire picture until you're blue in the face. Okay? But the point is this. Very few of us have any experience in that matter.
We can still say whatever we want to say.
I've been in a real fight.
You can still say whatever you want to say, but my point is this, is that show some freaking humility and understand the fact that
I ain't showing shit to him.
Or show some respect toward the fighter. I gotcha.
I'm not showing shit.
I gotcha. Well, not so much the fighter, and thank you, Mr. Morgan, but to the concept.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
He didn't put up a fight.
Come on. Did Brock go through the minors?
Yep.
I respect Brock for that. But I'm not going to respect CM Punk coming here. Yes, it was for the money. It was really done, and I really do agree with AA and Tony C. UFC ain't nothing but WWE, like, 100%. Y'all don't have to believe it or not. It's 100%. It's 100% WWE, like.
Okay. So here's in response.
So it was just the money with CM Punk. That's why he was in the UFC.
That's why I'm saying don't respect him, because I don't.
Right. Oh, yeah. I don't give a fuck about it.
Gotcha.
I think, now, to be honest with you, I'll put my honest thought out there, is that I think CM Punk is a punk-ass bitch. Okay? I wouldn't trust him in the room with my autistic stepson. All right? Because my autistic stepson would whoop his ass. And he would do it without a second thought. But now, the other thing, too, is this, is that the reason why I say the concept of mixed martial arts and all that stuff, you know, the amateur wrestling, boxing, stuff like that. Is to say, keep in mind, people like Stipe, I don't know how to say his last name correctly. The heavyweight UFC champion.
Oh, okay. I know who you're talking about.
Okay, now that dude has my respect. This dude is fighting for the UFC heavyweight title, which is the most. What's the word I'm looking for?
Prestigious.
It's the most heavily scrutinized title in the UFC or in fighting, you know, in general. And the dude is sitting there. He's training. He's handling his personal business. but he's still a firefighter in, I believe it's Cleveland. Mm. That dude has my respect.
Right.
But Punk uses celebrity to get his spot, just like, basically, everything that happened to CM Punk became full circle. He got basically hit with the karma bitch. Everything he bitched and moaned about, he's done, and now it came back to bite him in the ass. Because when he dropped his pipe bomb, he was like, hey, talking about guys like Batista getting their spots and all this other stuff, bitching. He does the same thing, but he got his ass handed to him. So, now, basically, he's been humbled on the global scale of life. And well, he's got to eat it.
Let me correct you on one little thing, as to what you just said about the karma thing with CM Punk was, karma didn't just slap him. Karma bent him over the sofa cushion and ass-raped him sans lubricant. Okay. He got his ass whooped. You heard what he said in his statement afterwards was that he was extremely humble.
Well, he shouldn't even been holding a press conference in the ring. He should have been in the back. Mickey Gall should have been the one talking. He won the match.
Thank you. I agree with that, too.
I respect UFC fighters all the way, but I just don't respect them.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying, he just didn't put up a fight. If he'd have put up a better fight, he wouldn't get half the flag.
He got a couple of hits in. He just froze up, probably.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. I'm going to say this one last thing, then let me get off here because I have no business being on here right now other than Mr. Morgan's charity. Is that this? I had a conversation in private on Twitter with Brandon Shaw. I don't know if you guys remember him from the UFC, but he was a UFC fighter in the heavyweight class, and he and I were having it out, and then it kind of developed into this one thing. And the one thing that I learned was this, okay? We can see what we want about the particular fighter, whether it's him, Stipe, Dos Anjos, whomever. But keep in mind this. We don't know what they go through.
It doesn't matter. You know why I say? No. Time out. You know why I say? And this go for WWE, too. We pay for the shit.
Yep.
So, if not particularly me, if a UFC fan pays $60, he can say whatever the fuck he want to say about any UFC fighter. That's just straight up. They paying you guys to fight. We're paying
you so ball.
We can talk shit. Yeah. That's just how it goes, and that's going to be forever. You can't really stop that. Now, like, overthinking shit, yes, I can understand, but
criticizing
the fight. Have the right to say something.
Like, did you have a bad taste with that Manny Pacquiao Floyd Mayweather fight? You paid $100 for that fight, and it didn't deliver.
And it didn't deliver,
That's
people
true.
Can say well, something about it.
It killed boxing.
Now, I will say this. Do you know why I didn't pay all that money for all that nonsense?
Because I
am actually retarded as hell.
I mean, I'm not going to pay $100 for a fight.
Well, I already know it's
versus devil.
Well, I didn't pay for it, so
I already knew what was going to happen. Okay, it don't take a genius to sit there and look at two fighters like. You know, the two of them, and figure out, gee, what's going to happen? You have someone that's going to toss, you know, haymakers or try to, and then you're going to have someone that's going to dance around. Who's going to win?
Right.
Duh. You know, but anyway, you guys have a good night. Thank you for indulging me.
You're welcome,
as always,
man.
It's very much appreciated. You guys are a blessing. Thank you so much for, you know, dedicating, you know, a good chunk of your day. And your week, or whatever the case may be, to doing all this, it's very much appreciated. Trust me, it is.
Thanks, sir. Have a good night, all man. Right.
Good night, guys.
Take care. Now, see.
I know what's on everybody's mind.
What's up?
What's a mother scratcher?
Yeah.
Ah.
No.
You know, Phil brought up a good point in the chat. And Phil, if you get a chance, call in. Phil brought up a good point in the chat. I'll go over it in just a second. Punk used his wrestling name and his wrestling music in his USC debut, yet he hates everything about wrestling. Okay.
Anybody hear Jim Cornette's podcast when he was talking about it? How they should have booked it? Like, no, he really got into it about it. Like, I guess you remember when Kimbo Slice fought that guy and beat, he was supposed to fight Shamrock, and then the other dude beat his ass?
The fight before he was supposed to fight Shamrock. Yeah, I remember.
All right, well, he was saying in the fight that the guy in the press conference said that people came up and was like, hey, whatever you do, don't do this and this. Don't throw the fight, but do this against, because, you know, Kimbo Slice ain't got no ground game. And the guy didn't do it. And he talked about it. That's how, like, Bellator got, you know, this reputation. But he basically came out the bag and said that, hey, they asked me to do some, you know, do this stuff. And it didn't seem, you know, not throw the fight, but try to make the fight look better.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And he was saying that, hey, if Mickey Gall, they might have went to Mickey Gall and was like, hey, if you know, they booked it. Like, hey, if somebody would have told Mickey Gall, hey, make him look like $1 million, at least take him out in the second round, it wouldn't embarrass UFC. It would look like he tried in their investment. And he was talking about, you know, trying to do it in money, because the way Mickey Gall did it, UFC is not going to make no money with, you know, an investment in Punk now, because he's gotten his ass whooped. Instead of making it look like he could kind of compete with him,
right?
Then, you know what I'm saying? It was a good listen to. I think it was like this week or last week's episode. But like how I think AA was saying that UFC might be, you know, they're not throwing fights, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Man, it's crazy week. Mick Foley is not happy with Daniel Bryan after WWE with Daniel Bryan from SmackDown. Says an open he sent him an open letter saying he was wrong for trying to raid the Monday Night Raw superstars. Oh, wait a second. Hold on one second. Did I just lose Chris? Okay, you there, man?
Yeah.
Okay, my Skype died on me. I got Mr. Hightower calling back in. There we got Hightower calling back in. He's in there. Surfer, call back in if you can. Yeah, let me let him know.
What happened?
My Skype died. But we're back. Now let's show him to call back in. But yeah, he was upset. Same with Daniel Bryan, saying that he's trying to steal some talent from the Raw roster. So we'll see how that turns out. I think it's kind of funny, too, that you still have the little feud between Daniel Bryan and The Miz.
I think they're going to steal Cesaro. It's going to go into SmackDown.
Yeah. Because Cesaro still is so unhappy on Raw.
Well, he's feuding against Sheamus.
Heck nah.
What did Sheamus do for Apollo Crews? Nothing.
We got Surfer back. What's up, Surfer?
Not much.
But yeah, they really need to do something with that for you. Because you can see how it's going to happen. You can see how it's going to work out.
Yeah.
You know, you let Sheamus get up, and then all of a sudden, Cesaro comes back. And
I don't know, because I've been hearing that Cesaro wants to walk.
Kind of, sort of. I mean, Cesaro make a lot of money on the indies, so it's kind of, you know what I'm saying, what's WWE going to do? You know what I'm saying? They're going to give this guy something, or is he going to walk? Because he could be top man in any indie promotion in the world.
Because the rumor is this contract is slowly coming up.
Yeah.
And he's not wanting to stay.
Yeah.
That's the word.
Yeah.
So,
they're not doing nothing with them. They gave them shit music. you know, they'll push him up and then he loses to Cena. He has some of the best matches on that U.S. title run out of anybody with Cena. And what did it get to him? He won the Battle Royal. What did they do? Nothing. They gave him Paul Heyman. And he talked about Brock Lesnar for the next 6 months, talking about breaking the streak. So what they going to do with him? Nothing with him.
Yeah. That's that kind of stuff. So that kind of stuck. But I hope he doesn't leave, though. Move him over to SmackDown. He's too talented though, for him to walk like that.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I wish it was a WCW still around.
Yeah. For him and a lot of other guys, too. Brandi Rose, Cody Rhodes' wife, signs a deal with TNA. She will compete in the new Knockouts division.
Hopefully, competing?
Yeah, she's going to be wrestling.
What?
Yep.
She's going to put on something tight? I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, she's going to be wrestling. Not being an announcer. She's going to wrestle. TJ Perkins becomes the first cruiserweight champion of the new era. I got so many problems with that. Not so much with the guy himself, but just him winning with that other talent on there. And him being and him coming over from TNA, you really gonna make him your first champion?
Well, AJ's a champion. I guess that TNA is losing the stink, especially if Vince is supposed to be trying to buy it.
Yeah, but I just would like somebody, you know, to be elevated who was new. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, not that everybody's on this completely new, but people hadn't had much exposure. Take this Cruiserweight Championship and let somebody win it who needs that exposure, not someone who's, you know, been in the business for a while like TJ has.
Yeah.
You know? Paige says she'll return to WWE, but has not yet been medically cleared to return.
You know what I said last week, that she got dick on her brain. I mean, getting his name tattooed on her chest.
Damn, I didn't hear that.
It's getting worse, man.
I didn't hear about
that. Oh, she fucking retarded.
Yes.
Paige is stupid.
Hey, man, don't knock the light in the heat.
He hit her with that mule, man. You know what I'm saying? She lost her mind.
You know, he done hit her up with some tequila. Spicy, hot. You know, a couple of taco bowls.
Oh, drop that Spanish fly in her drink.
That's right. See, that's old. The Spanish fly.
She's stupid. That's the fuck she is, dumb.
Dana White says CM Punk should not have his next fight in USC. I agree with that. We just got done talking with Mark about that. WWE is considering a women's tournament similar to that of the Cruiserweight Classic. That'd be cool.
They pretty much got most of the good female wrestlers across the country.
Nah, you can bring some more in.
Yeah.
You can bring some more in. You know, you can scour the indies to get some more talent. WWE is looking to reunite the Shield for a future pay-per-view. Why won't they just let the Shield die?
Nah. Everybody's loved the Shield too much.
It's not what it used to be, though.
They're all former world champions. So.
Yeah, damn sure you can say that.
My only thing I hated was when they kept trying to say that they were the most dominant three-man team of all time. They were just like slapped to the face of the damn Freebirds, man.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I'm saying? They were on top for, you know what, 2 years. But it to me, it won't dominate, man. They were drawn, but not drawn. Because I saw at a house show that damn Shield lost to CM Punk. a 3-on-1 handicap match. So, you know. On TV, I guess it would dominate.
Damn. WWE, already talked about Dolph Ziggler. Eva Marie's suspension has ended. So I know all the Randys and Dante Biggers out there are happy about that. We get the return of Emma at a Louisville house show.
You think they're going to replace Dana Brooke soon?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, place Dana Brooke.
Because Emma's supposed to... Oh, sorry.
Oh, go ahead. Do your thing.
I said Emma was supposed to be in that spot before she hurt her back.
Yep. You'll still see her anyway.
Yeah.
You'll still see her. Maybe they're going to put those two back together like they were before Emma got hurt.
Yeah. And how turn what Dana Brooke babyface? She trying to get revenge on Charlotte?
No, they can both still be heels.
But I think they will have to cut Dana Brooke, cut the dead weight, and then have Emma just beat the hell out of her in the back or something, and then Sasha takes Dana under her wing and tell her she been you. You know what I'm saying? Just kind of prolong the feud. Then you have Emma and Dana feud while Sasha and Charlotte feuds. Or that sound dumb. But you know what I'm saying? Like yeah. The old school way, like, you know, the flunky gets kicked out and then the baby face takes the flunky.
Yeah.
Gets the flunky over.
Yeah. I was kind of hoping that Sasha would have won Monday. Not Sasha. So I was hoping Dana Brooke would have won Monday.
Yeah. Because you can see she's starting to get fed up in story. You know what I'm saying?
She is. She really, really is getting fed up with that. I do agree. Couple of rumors that I've seen around the internet. Looks like the Usos will be winning the tag belts from Slater and Rhino before feuding with American Alpha.
Usos looking good out there.
Yeah.
They got that match, the music.
Yeah. That match they had. They're like a bunch of drug dealers, though.
Drug dealers.
Yeah. Like a bunch of Frisco drug dealers.
Another rumor.
Yeah, they really looking good out there to me.
Another rumor out there. WWE is slowly bringing back Hulk Hogan back into its media, and he could be part of the company sooner than later.
They should. That's Hollywood. That's Hollywood Hogan. I mean, he is wrestling. Just because he said the word nigga. A lot of people, including on his network, say nigga. So.
Yeah, but it was the context. I mean, you banging your homeboy's wife. You worried about your daughter dropping the N-bomb. I mean, come on, man. You know.
I understand, but I just let that shit go. Hogan is Hogan.
Yeah.
If anything, I let the nail. If it was like Mel Gibson. You know, when he said some shit like that.
I know Hogan would be pretty pissed if he found his ex-wife screwing one.
Oh, yeah.
Yo.
Oh, yeah.
He'll drop. But the only way I'll give Hogan a pass, he's got to dance with New Day. He's got to shake his ass with New Day, and then I'll give him a pass.
Oh, Lord.
No, I'll give him a pass.
He don't
if
do that.
Put Shawn Michaels back up, no.
You know,
push Shawn Michaels over.
Damn, you got two dudes that hate putting people over, man. That's
that'd be kind of hard to do, man. That's going to be kind of hard to do, dude. This day in wrestling history, or the day that was wrestling history, Ric Flair wins his first world championship. And that was on the 17th, which was yesterday, 4 minutes ago, so... I got to the story late. 20-year-old Jonas Knighter died Thursday at a wrestling school run by WWE superstar Seth Rollins. Cause of death is still unclear.
Well, I heard he had like a heart issue.
Okay.
Like his heart exploded, you know, he couldn't keep up with something.
Damn. Let me see here. Javi Junkie's in the chat. He says Hogan is a moron. He's not worth mentioning and never was.
Especially he killed TNA. I'm
sorry. Killed TNA. Very quickly, before we wrap things up, brother gotta go to work tomorrow, so gonna wrap this up a little early. Updated card for Bound for Glory. No Holds Bars match. Surfer favorite wrestler Bobby Lashley will go against Ethan Carter III.
Oh, it's gonna be a bomb burner.
Yeah.
When is that?
Bound for Glory. Oh, hold on a second. I'll look it up for you real quick.
Tomorrow or something, or it's next month, right?
I won't say next month. Yeah.
Can we get ready to do coverage?
Yep.
I don't know about having Rage do coverage, man. I don't know. Well, he might not be into that. It is TNA, after all. They did let him down, just like CM Punk.
Hey, this could be the last Bound for Glory.
Yep, it sure could be. It's October the 2nd. Yeah, next month.
I got a question. If Vince buys TNA, is he going to do that WCW thing again, the simulcast?
Oh, no. He'll probably just clear
it. No, he'll just bury that shit.
He'll just close
shop. I'll bury it, too.
Just throw a grenade. He'll just throw a grenade in the locker room.
Man, he'll close shop.
He's going to fire Bobby Lashley.
You're all fired.
Bobby Lashley, G-O-double-double-N.
Yep. Out. But he'll throw a grenade, blow it up. Yeah.
No, you know what happened? We'll get a TNA versus WWE.
Oh, God.
And then, but only for one night. And then all the TNA guys get jobbed out. And that'll be the end of the TNA.
No, they're going to do the Alliance. And then AJ Styles going to be like damn Stone Cold. You remember when they had the Alliance and Stone Cold turned on WWE? WWL?
Yeah.
AJ going to do that.
No, John Cena going to turn on. If I see Johnny the turn heel, he'll be on TNA.
Hey, nah.
No.
He hit Vince with the AA. He hit Vince with the AA and can't see me.
I'm going to TNA.
He'll actually be the owner of TNA instead of Shane McMahon.
Yeah.
Stephanie will be John Cena.
And if Magnus is there, he gonna fire Magnus at Epps.
Oh, Magnus come back. He ain't dropping Magnus, ain't dropping out to nobody.
Damn right. He gonna challenge for the world title. I beat you last time.
That man's got a champ. That man got two wins over two Hall of Famers, one in Sting and one in the. And the other being AJ Styles, because AJ Styles is going to the Hall of Fame. So, that's no question.
Magnus would have put Hogan out if he had the chance.
He would have.
Oh, Tony's about to call him.
He would have. He really would have. Madness don't care. Madness ain't got no... Madness has...
Actually, let me see if
Madness has no problem with doing that.
Nah. Tony C, he probably listening in, but he ain't on the Skype.
TNA, not yet. TNA tag team title match: the Decay versus the Hardys. TNA knockout style will be on the line. Maria Kanellis versus Gail Kim.
I actually saw the deletion too. Mm. It's kind of good.
I didn't see the deletion too yet. I know they're working on it, but it's okay. Seen it. I haven't seen it.
I gotta see it again, though, but it was alright.
Then we're also gonna have the event to crown the inaugural Impact Grand Champion. What the hell?
Some stupid shit. Impact Grand Champion. That's why they about to fucking get bought out by WWE or RH in the fucking
league. Man, it sounds like that's the Barbecue Pit Master Champion.
You know what I would do if I was sorry. You know what I would do if I was Vince?
What?
I will fucking buy the tapes for TNA and give all the contracts to what's the name of that damn RH. I give all the contracts to RH. Let them keep the Vince just keep the tapes.
Right, that's what he want. That's what he'll do it for. He'll just get the tapes. He'll just get the tape collection and fire everybody.
Yeah. And tell me this wouldn't be crazy. Cody Rhodes signed with TNA and Vince buy it. He back in the WWF.
Sure is. The place where he didn't want to be. The place where he did not want to be.
It's a bad thing that Vince fired TNA.
Because then he'll be a monopoly. And am I correct in saying that? He would be a monopoly if he did that.
Yeah.
There's no way you can go on that TV level and not be that way. Mike Bennett versus Moose would be the last match on that card as it stands right now. Finn Balor gave an injury update, says he is 5 months away from returning to the ring.
I can see that. He said he's going to rehab, like, what, 3 times a day?
Yeah. That dude needed to go straight after Seth Rollins. Straight after. Yeah.
Beat his ass.
Yeah. On the real. On the real. Hold on a second, folks. Do this real quick. Just drop my notes. Okay, I got everything on that one. Thought I did. Yeah. Brian Kendrick, Rich Swann will join TJ Perkins on Raw under the Cruiserweight umbrella. Like I say, I got problems with Perkins being champion. I really do. You could have gave that belt to somebody who deserved a little more of a push. So that's my issue there. Anybody have anything they want to bring to the table and discuss? Surfer, Hightower? Let Chris back on real quick. All right, we got your back, man.
Who's that? Surfer?
Yeah, what? We got Surfer. I'm trying to get Chris back now. There you go, Surfer. All right, very quickly.
Look, maybe they got a Pacific storyline in mind with Perkins.
Yeah, they could.
What the fuck? Nah. I don't even know why they even made him champion. But let me take that back, because I haven't even watched the whole damn thing. I wasn't really paying attention to the Cruiserweight shit. Never really liked Cruiserweights anyway.
I love the Cruiserweight division, man. I love it. If it's done right, and it's taken seriously, WWE can have a
gold mine. Yeah, if it's done right, like WCW did it, then yeah.
Yeah. If it's done right, and you're in there with people that halfway gives a damn, yeah. It should be good. It should be really, really good. Hopefully we'll have... Hopefully the Hornswoggles of the worlds are gone, and he can't, and he won't be in something that serious. Last bit of news, Johnny Gargano got married. So that's pretty cool. No one has anything else tonight?
Oh, Surfer with the fucking... Oh my gosh, my team is fucking garbage because of you, Surfer. My team is trash.
You know, if you was a good GM, you make the best out of it.
I am making the best out of it. They still fucking trash.
How much you lose by last week?
I lost by a lot, but I made that mistake of putting... I should have put David Carr in instead of Cam Newton. I made a mistake, but I still would have lost anyway because Pat Sadell had a good-ass fucking squad.
In another league. And I knew not to play him week one against Denver. And I went with the Detroit quarterback.
All I'm saying, man, is I'm getting my ass kicked in this motherfucking lead already.
Man, I want to say a quick thing before we roll out of here for the night. I want to say a quick.
I would give you a suggestion of a quarterback, but.
Oh, no, don't.
I got it, so you can't get him.
I just want to say.
Don't trip on
me. If Carson Wirtz was available, he might give you some points this season.
No, I got my boy David Carr. I got Joe Flacco. I ain't tripping. I'll go my backup.
See, I can't trust Flacco. I've had him in years past, and he's let me down.
Flacco will give you some points, though.
I want to say thank you real quick to Adrian Peterson. You let me down. I lost to Rage.
Yeah, too.
I lost to Rage by 4 points because of you, so.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Thank you, Adrian Peterson. Thank you. we lose to somebody like Rage.
I got a weak ass.
So, I had lost to Rage week one too because of Heatherson last year. It's like he'll be a beast this year, but he always starts off slow.
Yeah. He really needs to get it together fast, man. I need him, man. He's the only running back on my roster that I got.
They stripped him. They kind of stripped him of his power.
Yeah.
Those kids' ass was giving him the power.
Yeah, now he can't do it no more. Now he can't do it anymore. So.
Got him to take his frustrations out on.
Yep. That's right. All right, real quick, guys.
Forgot a cheating ass team.
Who?
And what?
Jay Cutler.
I cut Cutler.
That dude's terrible. Shoot
him as a backup.
Okay.
But I think I'll be better off going with Carson Wentz.
Wentz, man.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how Rage beat you, man, because he got a sorry ass team.
Nah, man, it's just the fact that if AP would have gave me his normal performance. Oh, and I messed up in another realm. I started, old boy from Seattle, the quarterback from Seattle,
yeah.
Russell Wilson. I started him, and I didn't.
He didn't really do anything.
Yeah. So between him not doing anything and AP not doing anything, I was pretty much sunk.
So. And he injured? He got somebody else on there, right?
Who, AP?
No, Wilson.
Oh, yeah. I got Matt Stafford to back him up.
So. Well, okay. Russell Wilson's hurt?
Yeah.
I know he's got a...
Damn, Sierra, what you doing?
It's trash.
He's dealing with a, some type of a, I think
stole somebody else's gimmick. Now you're ruining football careers.
I think that, you know, Russell, man, he needs to get right. But he's got bad. I don't know if I'm going to start him. I can't recommend you starting him because he's got bad history with the Rams. Bad history with the Rams. He doesn't do that well against them. So that's why I started Matt Stafford. All right, very quick before we get out of here for tonight, let me go over all the shows on the rant. Listen to the rant itself every Tuesday at 8 p.m. with Tony C and AA. Those guys get you caught up to date on everything that is wrestling. Then we got Thumbstick Ninjas Wednesday at 9, followed by Rant and Wrestling Thursdays at 9. Then we have Turnbuckle Throwbacks with my man Philly Phil and Scott every Friday at 9 p.m., going back way back in the day to when wrestling was good, to where wrestling had good times, not like times of today where you don't know half the shit that's going on. Those guys get it back to when wrestling was real. Saturday at 11 p.m. Eastern, it's the Wrestling Call-In Show, sponsored by my boy Surfer, with a Rudy Reading Comic Book Show every Sunday at 5 p.m. with his co-host Jordan Worth Cobb. Where's Jordan, man? He all right? I hadn't heard from Jordan on Facebook lately.
Yeah, no, you don't see him doing his push-up on his knees videos?
I saw one that he did.
Keep telling him, man. Men don't do push-up on their knees. He won't listen to me. I get accused of trying to demasculate him. I'm trying to teach him how to do a right push-up.
Trying to help him out. Oh. Good night, Java Junkie. Try to help him out. That's what we're trying to do. Alright, guys, I am done for the night. I'll go ahead and turn this in. You guys can listen to the download. Brother got to go to work in the morning, so let me go ahead and we're going to roll on out. Thank you guys for being here tonight. I do appreciate it. We'll do a full two and a half hours, maybe an hour and a half next week. Hopefully, I'll be off. So, if there is nothing else,
No, that's good.
I'll
see y'all next week.
For Chris, for Mr. Hightower, for Surfer. Oh, Hightower, man, kind of hang out by Facebook. I'm gonna message you when we're done here. I gotta tell you something. Trying to find my music for us to roll on out.
So, do you mind passing my number on to your cousin? Because you know.
No.
He said,
hey, man, why you gotta be a blocker?
He said, no.
Why you gotta stand in the way of my happiness?
Because you can't have her.
Oh.
You not even give me a chance.
You can't have
him, bro. You know, I could pass it along for you.
Surfer is a good dude, man. Give Surfer a chance, man.
I know. I mean.
Where'd you go best with Alicia Fox?
I need somebody to slam me into a wall sometimes.
Ooh. That was nasty, man. That was nasty.
You know, take my place as a submissive person next to her.
I was just, man, the way she was getting beat up, man, the day she got put through that rail like that, man. I thought they were going to bring out the old Jim Ross theme. Thank God Almighty, he is broken in half. I thought you were going to get that for her.
All right, just give her email. You know, that ain't much to ask for.
He wants to email her, Tyra. Hook him up.
I ain't hooking over nothing. he can't get her.
I'm going to remember this. When I check my lottery ticket tonight and I see that I won, you ain't getting a cut.
No. You can get your cut, man.
I don't need no cut.
Depends how much money he win.
I'm going to take it from you anyway.
Is she on Twitter? Because I could tweet at her.
Oh. So we're talking about, are we talking about Naomi or are we talking about Tamina?
Tamina.
Okay.
No, we're talking about Nia.
Oh, no, Nia. Nia, huh? Nia. Oh, yeah, he's talking about Nia. Okay.
Tamina's not related to
Tamina or what's her name now, but Naomi, she ain't related to me.
She's married. Well, if Uso's your cousin,
she still ain't married to me.
That woman's related to you.
She ain't married to me.
As long as she's married to your cousin, she related to you.
What is wrong with Wade?
Hold on.
Because I'm weird like that, I look like a hippie. You not like no damn hippie. Why ain't you tripping?
Damn.
I have to call Rage. Nothing. Sorry. All right, go.
Man, no, Rage, man. I'm about to get with Rage, too. Now I'm about to go ahead and get out of here. Kind of hang around Facebook, though, high tire, because I'll probably hit you up tonight before I turn in.
Okay.
I got something I need to tell you. All right, everybody. Thank you for being here tonight. We're going to go ahead and close this thing down. I'll see you again next week, same time, same place, 706-993-4606. Here's that number for you guys to call in. I'll catch all of you guys next week. Take care.